sad they're alive. I wouldn't want to dispose of a body so soon. That wouldn't have been much fun, you know. I see you're starting to recognize me. Yeah, I'm the new transfer student that you were just taking for a tour around the school. And then suddenly, boom, blackout. It's because I stun you with my stun gun. And thank God that it's not enough to kill you, apparently. Well, I wouldn't want it to kill you. Because now that I got my very own experimental subject, it's no use for you to struggle because you're trapped on an operating table and there's nothing you can do to get out of it. I make sure to tie your hands and feet real tight, so yeah, there's no way you can get out of it. So you should just lay there and accept your fate. Don't worry, I won't do something that leave a permanent damage on you or resulting in your death or something like that. I just want to have a little fun with you. Don't worry, I'll leave you intact when I'm done with you. I see that you're starting to take a look around your surrounding. And you can see my row of impeccable and shiny new equipment. As you can see, I'm quite a bit of an inventor. And I'm a self-proclaimed scientist. Well, you may secretly want to call me a mad scientist. But really, I'm not mad. I'm just curious. So there's lots of things that I want to do to you today, my lovely test subject. So we're going to start today with, let's see again. What do I want to test you on? I can see that your mind already thinking of the worst possible thing. What would I, a mad scientist, do to you, a helpless test subject? Do you think that I would cut you open on this operating table or something like that? Or just inject you with some kind of virus or some kind of drugs? We'll come back to that later, but yeah, I'm going to inject you with some kind of drugs, but it's not what you think it is. Because as you can see, although I'm a mad scientist, but I'm a teenage girl too. So I'm kind of curious about boys. And since you are a boy, well, I guess that's what I want to experiment on today. I want to know about sex. Why you look so surprised? I'm full of curiosity, you know, and at my young age, it's only natural to be curious about sex. So, I want to see the real penis, not just from the pictures. I want to see your penis, what will it look like? So I'm just going to take this copper. Don't worry, I'm not going to cut your body open, just your clothes. I'm just going to rip it all off. Too bad that your clothes are now in tatters around you. And yeah, that's your cock. Definitely, that's your cock. But it's not that erect yet. We can't let that happen, you know. Because I won't be able to experiment on you if you're not erect. So I'm just going to get my syringe and inject you with this drug that will make you instantly erect. If it works. I think it won't work. I don't look at me like that, and I really do think that it will work. I'm a genius inventor, you know. Have a little faith in me. So I'm just going to inject you with this drug. Let's see, just a little pain and some time. I'm just going to wait for the drug to take effect on you. I can see that it's getting bigger, slowly getting. The blood is rushing towards your cock and filling it and making it bigger and harder. Oh my god. So this is a cock. Oh wow. Don't mind if I do, but I'm just going to start stroking it. It's so much fun. Wow. There's so much pre-cum coming out of your cock. And it's making so much. And it's making squishy noises. I guess the drug is really having an effect on you, huh? How does it feel? My tiny hands on your peacock. Feels good, right? Don't be embarrassed. Feels good, right? Your talk is getting harder and harder. And it's getting bigger and bigger. So big. And this looks so delicious. It's curious though. It is curious though. This thing that is both hard and kind of soft in the same time can bring such a pleasure to female. I wonder what it's felt like. I guess the only way to know it is that is to experience it myself. So I'm just going to discard my clothing, remove my lab coat like this. I guess my body is still too tiny, huh? But I'm hoping that you still find the side of me arousing. So let's continue this experiment. I'm sitting on your lap. Now I'm on top of you. And your cock touching my pussy lips. Are you eager to just push into my tight little hole? My tight little virgin hole, I guess. I'm curious as well. How does it feel to lose my virginity to a boy? I wonder. So, I guess we're going to start the experiment. Experiment start. I'm slowly lowering my hips down on you. I'm straining against your cock. It's pushing against my hymen. Oh fuck, finally down all the way. It hurts. It hurts. I need a bit more time to collect myself. I shouldn't like that. Why are you looking at me like that? Are you enjoying the sight of your penis inside a 15-year-old girl? I just know that I'm going to have so much fun doing this experiment. I just know it. Oh my God. I'm going to rub my clit a little bit. Oh, it's starting to feel really good. Oh, I started to feel good instead of painful. Oh, fuck. I guess I'm ready. Let me just turn around for a bit. Going to lower myself. And fucking myself. Just be a good boy and get your dick hard. And let me fuck you. Oh, babe. Fuck. Oh. Oh, it feels good. It feels like you're digging into my pussy. Scrapping the inside of my pussy with your cock. Oh, does it feel good for you? Watch me. Watch me fucking myself on your cock. It feels good. I started to get wet. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me. It must be frustrating for you that you can't do anything while tied up and can only watch. As I fucking myself on your cock. So this is sex. Oh, my body feels pleasantly sore. My body and my pussy too. Oh, I can feel, I can still feel you twitching inside me. Oh, squirting your cum deep inside my womb. Oh, fuck. So deep. So this is sex. I like it. I guess thank you for satisfying my curiosity. But you know that this isn't over yet, right? I have lots and lots and lots and lots of interesting and fun things to do with you. So get your body ready for me.